Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us live on the telephone, as she does each month, is our dear friend Caroline Phipps. Good morning, Caroline. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Rick. I'm doing well. Spring is here, and a little John Lennon never hurts.
No, and you know, it would be a struggle in my younger years with my children, who are finicky eaters, and I could not wait to introduce peas into their diet. And I got to say three times in my life, please give peas a chance. Give peas a chance.
And they weren't so impressed, huh?
They ate them. They didn't like them. They were mushy and green. They didn't really dig them that much. And I would plead with them, give peas a chance, please.
And they probably didn't fully understand the joke then.
Not at all, and they still don't. One day they're all going to get it. It's going to come back. But either way, the message in that song is what holds up and stands true to this day.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting to think about why that is.
Yeah.
And, you know, John Lennon always spoke truth to power.
Mm. Mm.
And the interesting thing is he was incredibly courageous in doing that, as we know.
Yeah.
And also, everything he said was an endorsement that we are all in this situation together.
Yes.
And so all of his truths were rooted in things that included everybody.
True. Yes.
And that makes for an incredibly powerful position.
Indeed. Power to the people. Right on.
Yeah. Yeah, power to the people. So when you look back through history, the people whose message resonates today, such as Gandhi in India,
mm-hmm.
who spoke about the sanctity of human life and the dignity of everyone, and he was able to sit on a prayer mat and never raise his voice, while taking on what was at the time the biggest empire, most powerful empire in the world, the British.
Mm.
And it's interesting for me because my mama was born in India in 1917, and she was the daughter of a British officer. And her family were there. She was there for a few years, and then they were shipped back to Britain. And it's kind of incredible to think that the British Empire had gone sort of, you know, to so many different parts of the globe. And Gandhi sat on his mat and said, you know, we need to be caring for everyone, people. I mean, phenomenal, phenomenal. What you can do with a message of hope and peace, if you're courageous enough, that's a message that includes everybody.
Yeah, I kind of, like, as you mentioned, I tend to align myself with the truth. And, well, people who look for peace and justice at the same time.
Yeah, and I was thinking the other day when I was writing a little bit about what happens when we're aligned with truth is that we feel better.
Mm-hmm.
We connect with other people. We know that they are going to be there for us if we need them, which is incredibly reassuring. You know, we're human beings. We like community. You see all around the country, and actually all around the world at the moment, people reaching out to help one another.
Yeah. Well, you feel good inside when you do that as well.
Yeah, you do. So that would suggest, methinks, that we are biologically hardwired to care for each other.
Mm-hmm.
you know. And the other thing I was thinking is that when we, and we've all done this, when we tell a lie, a whole bunch of complicated things happen at the same time. We have to, first of all, we have to remember what we said. Need to be able to say it again numerous times, maybe, if we have to. And then we have to remember who we've said it to. And then, you know, it has a whole number of repercussions that are all really exhausting to keep in place.
I agree. It's so much simpler and direct to tell the truth.
And of course, you know, sometimes it is very, very difficult. But I think at the end of the day, miraculous things happen when we do. And the truth has a way of setting us free. It doesn't need a whole lot of explanation or thought to it. It's sort of organic, and it just is what it is. It doesn't need a lot of, you know, doubling down on being assertive about, you know, it just is what it is. The truth is always, and this is one way to tell in your own life, really, the truth has this way of being very simple, but beautifully simple.
True. You don't have to support it like you would a false.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And there's this interesting dynamic, I think, that plays out with human beings. There's the whole idea of forcing issues versus harnessing the power and the power of our connections and one another. And one of them demands a huge amount of effort.
Well, give me an example of forcing an issue.
Well, forcing an issue, let's just say a really interesting example is, you know, I used to ride horses and still work with horse folk. And one thing that is very apparent is, you remember the when you see some of those old movies where the cowboy lassoes the fantastic horse and brings it down and, you know, basically grinds it down and destroys its spirit. So it has this horse that will do what it wants, but it's forced the issue.
Well, don't they call that in horsemanship breaking the horse?
Yeah, they call it breaking the horse. Now, isn't that an extraordinary description right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, breaking the horse. So now you have a horse with a broken spirit, and it's still going to do a lot of the things that you would like it to do, because now it's very trained to do that. And I think one thing we tend to forget is that, you know, horses come into our lives voluntarily. They agreed a long time ago to come and settle in and be part of civilization with human beings. So they come voluntarily, and then we force them to do things. And today, so much incredible horsemanship is around the idea of joining up with the horse. And harnessing the power of the horse's goodwill.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating. It's such a great analogy for what happens when we use force and when we use power. And then you have a horse that is going to want to help you out all the time, because it's bonded with you.
And I experienced that firsthand through your help, being around horses and understanding how they function. It was kind of eye-opening to me and the horse at the same time. And we did a little dance and got to know each other. And I found that fascinating.
Yes. So this whole idea of that, you know, take that analogy into human behavior, and really we're like one great big herd.
It's true. We all observe each other and we try to get along and align with one another who get along with each other.
And the other interesting thing, I think, is that we have free will, don't we,
yes.
Human beings? So we have an opportunity, and this is what is amazing to me. This is how powerful we are. Every single minute of the day, we have the free will to change the thoughts in our head, you know, because we can have some very stressed out thoughts, some very, you know, we're very worried about things. You have this dialogue in your head about, oh, this is the worst day ever. Why has this happened to me? This is so dreadful. You know, we use these words.
Yes.
That
and this always happens to me. Yeah, things like that.
Yeah, it always happens to be, why me? You know, as if the entire universe revolves around making us have a bad day. It's like, it's sort of slightly crazy. Mm. And then when you are able to take a look at how you think, what you're thinking and how you're talking to yourself, then it translates into the vocabulary and the way you talk to other people, which then translates into your actions.
Mm.
So nothing exists in isolation in this world. Just as the spring is going to follow on from the winter, everything has an equal and opposite reaction. So when you put something out there, you are going to get it back in some way, shape, or form. I mean, in spiritual terms, we tend to call that karma.
Yes.
You know, it's karma. You put
yes.
something out there, it's going to come back
For
to you
every
at some point
action,
or another.
Every action, there's a reaction.
Yeah. And everything has a consequence.
Mm.
And I think so often that we are almost in a situation where we're often encouraged, aren't we, to look to people outside of ourselves to solve our problems, to somehow or another, this person is going to come along and fix everything, and it's going to be great.
Mm.
You know, it's going to be great. And, you know, that's always been disappointing.
Well, you put too much weight on the balance of one individual or one thought, and you will put aside all the other important and good thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. And what it does is the minute we look outside of ourselves for the answers, for the solutions, we immediately put ourselves into a powerless situation.
Absolutely. You give up your power at that point.
Yeah. And, you know, we are so powerful. We're all here for a reason.
Mm.
I mean, it's not by chance, I believe, that, you know, all of a sudden here we all are doing what we're doing. There has to be some kind of point to it all. You know, we have this beautiful planet, and here we all are with these incredible gifts and the choice. And so every day, every minute of every day, we have the choice to be creating the kind of society we want, the kind of world that we want. And we see so many people around the globe coming together to, you know, to really affect significant change.
Mm. And it's true. You as an individual make a powerful decision to make change, and it starts with you. Don't feel powerless, like I can't do anything to change the situation. Well, you do by making that decision internally. I am going to change right now. And you do it.
Exactly. And you do it, and then it's in your words and it's in your actions. And, you know, we're all human. There are going to be days when we really, really don't feel like, you know, going out there and being too powerful and brave.
Yeah.
I get that. But the more you do it, the better you feel about yourself. It's a little bit like when you start to lose weight or exercise. You know, you get a grip on your own discipline in simple ways, then that can grow into you feeling more powerful in other ways.
Absolutely. I agree. Caroline, it's always a great pleasure to talk to you. You're very insightful. You have awesome tools for our emotional toolbox. You are the founder of Living with Inner Elegance. What's going on in the inner elegant world?
Well, I can report that we're putting together, and we have our first episode out on my YouTube channel, of the Wisdom with Elegance Roundtable series.
Oh,
which is
lovely.
A wonderful collaboration with the folks at the Wisdom House Retreat and Conference Center in Litchfield, Connecticut.
Oh, cool.
And they are these marvelous folk, non-denominational people who just welcome everyone in to for a place of sanctity, for wonderful workshops and so on. And I'm also going to be doing the Keeping Your Sanity workshop with them in Litchfield on Tuesday, May the 13th from 10 until 2. And it's a wonderful deal. It's $50, including a really bang-up lunch.
Oh, wow. Lunch included and the seminar. And Caroline at Caroline Phipps is the best way to get in touch with Caroline. Ask her more about these very important workshops and her own individual counseling on inner elegance. And she chooses someone a month who contacts her and gives a free consultation. Caroline, explain.
Yes, absolutely. Love hearing from people. And we're creating a wonderful community. So keep the feedback coming. Oh, and I can also report, Rick, that with you and I, with our podcast, that we're getting thousands of downloads of people all around the world now. So
wow.
Elegance is contagious.
You
and
said
so are you.
Thousands. Really?
Yeah.
I am contagious? I sound like a
in
a
the
flu.
Best possible
oh,
way.
Oh, good. Because maybe there'll be a vaccine. Rick, just kidding.
No. We don't want the Rick vaccine.
Okay, good. Well,
we
thanks.
Need a dose of Rick.
Thank you, Caroline. Caroline, it's it's always a great pleasure to hear from you and to talk to you. And folks, again, that's Caroline at CarolineFipps.com. Check out the website. You can see many and listen to many chats that we've had over many years. And we've been doing this for quite some time, and the archive is strong. So check it out when you get a chance. And thousands at a time, I'm impressed and very happy to be part of it.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. Caroline Phipps, our guest, and Caroline, we'll check back with you next month. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. Back to music after this.
Hey, Kingston, I'm Jeanette. I'm the proud owner of Catskill Mountain High, Kingston's first legal cannabis shop. I'm here to offer you a safe, welcoming space to explore the best in local...